Hi, I'm Liza Richardson from KCRW, and I'm here with professional surfer Stephanie Gilmore, who is a four-time world champion. And today we're going to be talking about songs that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Stephanie, welcome.
How are you doing?
Welcome.
I'm really good.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having
Tell
me.
Us what you brought for us today.
I've brought probably like my top five favorite songs. I just kind of picked out a couple that, you know, they make me think of good memories of surfing trips or stuff that I listen to maybe before heats to psych up or
good. I want to hear about each one and the story behind each one.
All right.
So what are we going to start with?
One of my all-time favorite albums, Tame Impala.
Please don't get answers from us. You know that my
Sundown Syndrome song I love so much because as surfers I feel like we get like sucked into this Sundown Syndrome thing all the time because you're at the beach and it reminds me of being in Hawaii where we hang out at the beach, you go surfing all day and then it gets to the end sessions where the sun's starting to set and everybody's just in the sand and drinking beers and having fun and it's just the perfect way to end a day. You know, you really think about how spoiled you are to be a surfer and to live that lifestyle.
You're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Very spoiled.
That's Sundown Syndrome from Australian band Tame Impala. So, okay, what's next?
The next song is going to be Grapevine by The Slits. Well, they're a British all-girl band, but they're just, like, I don't know, they have to be one of the first all-girl kind of punk bands. And, you know, the fact that they opened for The Clash is just the coolest thing ever. Yeah, I don't know, this song, I love the Grapevine song, the original one. It's really groovy and, yeah, but the Slits version of it is just the best. I put it on and go crazy. A friend of mine, she lives in New York and she's from Australia, but she has lived in New York for about 10 years and she has a fantastic knowledge of music and just the world. I've actually learned a lot hanging out with her. Her name's Ava Warbrick and I think we were in Puerto Rico. We were at a surfing event. It was where I won my fourth world title and I remember driving around in the rental car and it was like this crazy weather storms and so we spent a lot of time kind of chasing waves and trying to find places to escape the weather and she put this song on in the car and I was just in love with it. It was the best thing ever and since then I've really, you know, tried to get a hold of as much music of theirs as possible, but that's definitely my favourite song.
So that's Heard It Through the Grapevine, and it's by The Slits, and that version is, and it's the choice of our guest DJ, pro surfer, and Australian, Stephanie Gilmore. So thanks for that. Love that. Love that band. And tell me what you brought next.
Up next is probably another of my favorite females in the world, I'd have to say, Karen O, just as a woman, as a performer, as a creative genius. She's so cool. So yeah, this is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and it's A Date With The Night. and I watched her play live. It was New Year's Eve. The sound wasn't that great, but Karen just made the show. She was so flamboyant on stage. She just brought so much colour and just danced around. And then Date With The Night is already one of my favourite songs. And I actually prefer their earlier albums because they're a little more raw and, you know, she kind of is just screaming more and she sounds like she's having so much more fun. And I mean, I love the new stuff too, but it's much more polished. And Date With The Night, when that song comes on, I just want to headbang with my hair out the window of the car and screaming and just dance around and get right in the mosh pit. Best song ever.
Date With The Night. It's by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, of course. And tell me what's up next.
Tom Waits, and this song is Gun Street Girl.
Oh, and James and Tahoma, stick around and tell us all the tale. Well, I fell in love with a Gun Street Girl. And I was dancing in the Birmingham jail. Dancing in the
The album Rain Dogs was given to me by a friend at Christmas time, a couple Christmases ago, and he's actually my sister's boyfriend. And he's kind of more rough, like rock and roll, and he just sort of said, oh, you should listen to this album, that's great. And I love the whole thing. It's really creepy. The tracks are dark and creepy, and I mean, that's just what Tom Waits is. But it's so fascinating, and he really is a genius. But I just love the Gun Street Girl track because it's, I want to be a Gun Street Girl. That's cool.
What is a Gun Street Girl?
I don't know. I think about it a lot. Well, I just think it's sexy. It's cool. It's, you know, I think that's also something that Tom is probably going, yeah, like maybe she's a girl of his, you know, a girl out of his imagination as a really sexy, cool rock and roll chick.
Sing, I never kiss a Gun Street Girl again. Never kiss a Gun Street Girl. I never kiss a Gun Street Girl again. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home. I said, John, John, he's long gone. Gone to Indiana, he never coming home.
That's Gun Street Girl. It's by Tom Waits. And, you know, I salute you for trying to narrow your favorite songs down to five. I could never do it. I don't know how you guest DJs do it. But congratulations. And you also picked this last song as like my favorite Radiohead song. So tell me what
really?
You picked. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Radiohead.
What's next?
This song, There There, the bridge in the song. I pretty much will skip to the bridge and just play the bridge over and over again. And I don't know, it's so magical.
When it kicks back in.
I know. I get so lost in it. I just remember when I was young, my older sister Bonnie, she's about 4 years older than me, and she was, you know, in high school trying to be the rebellious and listening to Jeff Buckley and Radiohead and that sort of stuff. And I was kind of, you know, not really understanding why she was listening to that, because I was like, No Doubt and Blink 182 and all this sort of stuff, and Radiohead and Jeff Buckley were so much more complicated. Like, Radiohead was the band that you'd go into the art rooms and all the geeks would be sitting in there, like, all depressed and listening to Radiohead, and it was all like, you know, they're trying to just say screw the world and all this sort of stuff. But, yeah, I actually cottoned onto it and I was like, wow, they actually have really good taste in music. But, yeah, I don't know why. I just found it on the album one day and fell in love with it.
So that is There There. It's by Radiohead, and it's the final choice today of our guest DJ, Stephanie Gilmore, who is a passionate music listener. And sounds like you've got a lot more favorite songs out there, so thanks for trying to narrow it down and sharing all these amazing inspirations and songs with us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.